Well, the Japanese earthquake and tsunami was a wake-up call for the nuclear power industry worldwide, as we heard there, but also for emergency preparedness managers in this country who worry that a natural disaster like that could hit the Pacific Northwest. Ed Yan from Here and Now contributor OPB in Portland, Oregon, visited a hospital in Japan that survived the 2011 quake and could be a model for American builders who are preparing for the big one.
This is what a magnitude 9 earthquake sounds like. What you're hearing comes from a video shot inside the Red Cross Hospital in Ishinomaki, Japan, on March 11, 2011. Papers fall, doors swing wildly. What you don't hear is panic, and after 3 minutes, the shaking stops. Not a single window is broken. The lights are still on.
No staff were hurt, and none of the important medical equipment was damaged.
That's Dr. Iwao Kaneda, the hospital director. He's speaking with Jay Wilson, chair of Oregon Seismic Safety Council. This is Wilson's third visit to Japan since the quake. He's seen plenty of devastation, but he says the hospital is a success story.
You know, any number of aftershocks could have also shut that hospital down, but it didn't.
Other medical facilities were destroyed by the tsunami that inundated half of Ishinomaki City that day. The Red Cross Hospital, built in 2006 on a small hill, stayed dry. It was the region's only fully functioning hospital on March 11th. There's another reason this hospital survived, though. Hiraku Abe, a Red Cross engineer, ushers us down a stairway into the basement. The large space we enter is kind of like a concrete moat. At the center, the hospital floats on columns of rubber and metal springs. It's as if the five-story building is balancing on 100 massive pogo sticks.
This is pretty much geotechnical engineer, structural engineer. Let me start over because the word I was going to say was porn.
That's Allison Perch, a geotechnical engineer with Seattle-based Hart Krauser. She says the springs are an example of something called base isolation. This kind of thing exists in the U.S., but it's not common.
This is super cool. This is not something that I've gotten to see before. This is not only base isolated, but the deep foundations here are 200 feet deep.
This hospital stood up to the fourth largest earthquake ever observed. Engineers say it can withstand several more quakes of equal size. That's a lesson Wilson, the guy in charge of Oregon seismic planning, wants to bring home, because right now, no building in Oregon meets this standard.
It's a powerful example of human ingenuity, of human adaptability, of human will to coexist with the natural environment. And, you know, why is it such a hard argument?
One reason is that the Ishinomaki Hospital cost $102 million. Price that would probably cause sticker shock in Oregon's coastal towns. Some Oregon communities have trouble raising money just to move public buildings out of tsunami zones, let alone pay for this kind of engineering. Still, the Red Cross Hospital remained standing at the very moment people needed it most. And that's the takeaway Wilson wants to bring back to Oregon as the state debates how much earthquake preparation is worth.
In my mind, we can't afford not to do it. The payoff for that big hospital in Ishinomaki is it worked.
According to a 2012 article in the engineering journal Structure, Japan has more than 6,500 base-isolated buildings. There were only 125 across the U.S. For Here and Now, I'm Ed Yan.